On s'en va au vestiaire retrouver Nate Thompson avec Jérémy Filosa.
Who took the decision for the award and what's the main reason?
Jonathan picked me for tonight and thought I guess I had a Game of Thrones kind of night, so I'm just going with it. But it was a lot of fun. It was fun to get a win for the first time at the Bell Center.
Did you have a plan there on that last faceoff against Stubinsky? That's a big play.
Just dig in and try to win the draw. Usually, you know, when the game's on the line like that, you just try and dig down and do whatever you can to win the draw.
How important it was for you to show the coach that you can play in that role for center the first night tonight?
Yeah, it was. You know, for me, even in that opportunity, you know, my game's not going to change. You know, I'm still going to do the things that make me successful. But you know, if the plays are there to be made against, you know, especially playing with those two guys, I'm going to make them. But you know, they kind of made my made my job a little easier tonight with making plays and and using their feet. So it was a lot of fun.
Alors, c'est Nate Thompson qui porte la cape de joueur du match, et tout de suite on va se transporter du côté de Thomas Tatar.
Merci.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a tough test. You know, we lost a few games and it's a tough league, you know, and when you had the opportunity to battle back, it's not easy, you know. It's a tough after the stretch what we had, but you know, I think we played great tonight and we won the game.
Nate Thompson getting the player of the game award. I mean, what's behind that?
He was playing great game. You know, he was really, really good for us on a face-off. He did win some important draws. You know, he was great on the penalty kill. I mean, he's a great addition to our team, and you know, he was huge for Phil tonight.
It was a big goal on your part there in the third period. You guys were in a situation where possibly the game would have gone to overtime, maybe give up a point. You looked like you were extremely excited about that one.
For sure. You know, when you lead 2-0, you know, they kind of battle back. It was kind of tough. You know, you're set to your mind, you know, to battle back. But we had a great response, and we won a game. It's a two big points for us.
Thank you.
Voilà donc pour Thomas Tatar, le joueur du match. Bon, en fait, c'est pas le joueur du match, mais je pense qu'il aurait dû choisir le joueur du match. Ah oui. Parce que on a pas juste pour son but de la victoire, Danny, parce que tu l'as mentionné à deux ou trois reprises pendant le reportage. Il a coupé des jeux, il a provoqué
le bâton. Là,
il est intense. Moi, je trouve qu'il travaille de façon intense.
Honnêtement, je trouve que c'est un peu un gars sous le radar. On sous-estime l'importance de son travail.
On va écouter Carey Price, qui n'a pas été à dédaigner ce soir.
Lui, il a fait du bon travail.
It's a tight race right now. We need all the points we can get, and I thought after giving up the tying goal there, we responded really well.
You talked about the response, but getting that early lead, how much did that matter to you guys in the game?
It was important. I think obviously give us a little bit of confidence. It's nice to be able to pot a couple goals and give some guys some confidence and. That overall will cook pretty well.
You talk about confidence. How important has it been to this team this year? Go through a losing streak like this, but you guys have the confidence that you'd be able to.
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's there's a lot of character in this room, obviously. And definitely nice to see a good response.
That's a lot of us.
Thank you, Carey.
Voilà donc pour les propos de Carey Price. Price disait que c'est une lutte très serrée. Ces victoires-là sont précieuses. Elle était très précieuse pour le Canadien, cette victoire-là. Non seulement pour les deux points qu'elle procure, parce que Danny le disait, les Penguins de Pittsburgh ont gagné ce soir. Mais plus que ça, au-delà des deux points, il y avait l'aspect psychologique, parce que là, il y avait ce qu'on appelait une glissade, qu'on le veuille ou non, messieurs, avec ces trois défaites en temps régulier. Oui. Et sa défaite en prolongation. La Caroline également qui a subi un revers ce soir.
2-1, oui.
C'est bon timing pour le Canadien d'aller chercher deux points. Les planètes étaient donc alignées. On est au vestiaire. Jérémy Filosa, Brendan Gallagher maintenant.
I mean, that's huge, especially on home ice. I mean, they played last night. It's it's one of those things where you know how hard it is to come from behind in this league, especially later on in the year. They're a good hockey team. They kept coming at us for sure. I think it's probably a step in the right direction for us. There's areas to improve for sure. Probably relied on a goaltender a little bit too much tonight, but we're pretty lucky to have him back there, and he definitely had a pretty good game.
Maybe a little bit too close for comfort in this win tonight. But, Did you get the sentiment with the standings getting closer in the losing streak that tonight it seemed like for the first time this year it was maybe a little bit of guys were a little bit tense, a little bit nervous on the ice there in certain situations?
I think we felt the same. I mean, if we're going to grow as a team, you're going to have to handle stuff like that. And we've all played in big games before. You know, it's part of the opportunity that we have, and you look at it that way. It's a fun time of year to be playing competitive games. And that's what we're in. It's a chance for us to compete, try and get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's a pretty cool opportunity. We're just trying to enjoy it.
Thank you.
Voilà donc pour Brendan Gallagher, Danny. Pas joué un vilain match encore une fois, Gallagher. Lui, c'est quand il y a des choses, quand il y a des choses à faire le long des rampes devant le filet adverse. Il s'est montré encore très présent sur la glace ce soir. Une belle victoire d'équipe. Ça n'a pas été le match le plus spectaculaire que le Canadien a joué là, cette année, là, disons-le. Je pense qu'on a été très conservateurs chez le Canadien ce soir. Les Jackets aussi ont été conservateurs. Ils ne se sont pas trop portés à l'attaque. Là. Je pense que c'était pas ce qu'on appelait le fameux run and gun ce soir. Là. C'était
non,
loin de
non,
ça.
Non, c'était très serré.
Mais on a senti l'importance pour les deux équipes. C'est pour ça. Là.
Oui, non, effectivement. Écoute, sur l'avantage numérique, je veux quand même partager deux, trois choses. Tu sais, à un moment donné, je trouve que les défenseurs s'appliquent pas à frapper la cible. Ils lancent... Je comprends, dans le cas de Weber, là, c'est particulier. Là.
Ouais.
Mais j'aime pas voir des tirs qui ratent la cible. Tu sais, c'est tellement difficile pour le Canadien à ce point-ci dans la saison de simplement avoir des chances de s'installer, avoir la chance de s'installer et de pouvoir lancer. Écoute, tu veux... Ce soir-là... Shea Weber a raté la cible cinq fois.
Oui.
Cinq fois. Pas une fois, deux fois. Là.
Et lui, quand il frappe la cible, là, il peut. Au minimum, ça peut être un bon rebond là, parce que c'est un tir qui est dur à gérer pour un gardien de but.
Et moi, ça m'interpelle parce que c'est ton meilleur joueur au point d'appui. Alors, en tout cas.
Danny, je pense qu'on est en mesure d'aller retrouver Max Domi qui se joint à nous. Thanks for joining us, Max. That was a very important game for the team, not only for the 2 points, but mentally. It's a big one tonight.
Yeah, that was a huge win. I mean, I think we've just talked about it. It was a team effort, and as a group, we knew we had to come out flying, and that's a good hockey team over there. So managed to weather the storm and put the nail in the coffin at the end there, so that was huge.
Max, you guys hit hard with the first goal of the night. Right away, you had a turnover in the middle of the ice, and you jump on the opportunity to score the first goal. How big was the first goal, especially with a team who lost the last four games?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're really focused on the past. We're taking it day by day and game by game, and that first goal is always going to be huge for us. So, we found a way to do it tonight, and we're going to have to find ways to do it in the future. And, I mean, at the same time, when we don't do that, we've got to find ways to stick to it, not get frustrated, not get behind the eight ball, and just keep plugging away. So, big for our group.
Is this something, Max, you discussed, like... once in a while about the importance of like the way you come out in the first 5 minutes of the period, like to kind of set the tone type of thing?
Yeah, especially at home. I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about, we've really focused on, and it's fun playing with the lead, and especially in this rink with our home fans, give them a little extra boost, and they really carried us, so got to take full advantage of home ice.
Right from the start of the game, Max, it seems that you had a good opportunity with Jonathan Drouin. You're back with Jonathan tonight. Seems that the chemistry is still there.
Yeah, I mean, Joe's a hell of a player, right? I mean, we know that. Everyone knows that. And it doesn't matter who plays with him. They're going to play well because, I mean, he controls the game with his speed, with his puck handling, with his vision. He's a huge part of this hockey team.
Is this a secret or you can share what did you say to Foligno?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? A lot of respect for, I mean, obviously him as a player and as a leader. He's been in this league for a long time, but it doesn't really matter who it is. When someone hits your buddy like that, you're expected to step in.
Stand for a teammate. Seems that it was right away a kind of a reaction, you know, bang like this for you.
It's that's just part of the game, right? It's an emotional game, and you got to stick up for your buddies.
You didn't want to get a penalty, for instigator or something like that. That's why you wait for a split second just to make sure you had agreement. Like, okay, we're gonna go. Is this a fact? Is this from up top? That's what we saw. You know.
I don't know. We'll have to leave that up to you. You make up your mind. But it's just a hockey play in my mind.
I thought it was a smart move to just make sure that
you don't
eye dry alone by yourself with no gloves in your hands.
Hey, Max, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, boys, have a good one. Thank you.
All right. Max Domi était notre invité. À la fin, ben, c'est parce qu'on a, on a parlé. Je lui ai demandé si tout de suite, pour lui, naturel d'aller défendre le coéquipier, de réagir. Ben, il dit, écoute, il faut se protéger les uns les autres, puis faut se tenir pour les coéquipiers. Et là, Danny lui a dit, écoute, tu voulais être sûr de ne pas être tout seul dans la boîte de punition. Il dit, qu'est-ce que tu as dit? Il dit, peux-tu nous confier le secret? Qu'est-ce que tu as parlé avec Foligno? Il dit, non.
Non, ben, en tant qu'arbitre, les gars, là, en tant qu'arbitre, là, on sait que le coup de Foligno... C'était pas gentil.
Non.
Ça méritait 2 minutes.
Oui.
Et on sait également que dans ce cas-là, souvent, occasionnellement souvent, dépendant de l'équipe, dépendant des joueurs, ben, il va y avoir un joueur qui va intervenir.
Oui.
Mais on est assez, je pense, on a assez d'expérience pour savoir que si les deux se parlent, c'est-à-dire que Domi a parlé à Foligno, ça a duré au moins 5 secondes, 8 secondes.
Grosse conversation.
Là, Domi a dit ceci. Il a dit... Écoute, là, tu viens de frapper mon gars, t'as pas le choix.
T'as pas le choix.
T'as pas le choix. Faut t'y laisser tomber, là.
Ouais.
Fait que là, le Foligno, il regarde d'un peu, pas trop sûr. Finalement,
c'est
il dit,
un leader. Foligno,
hey,
c'est un leader, là.
T'es un joueur de hockey, là. Tu sais, faut t'y laisser tomber. T'as pas le choix.
Ouais.
Foligno, finalement, a laissé tomber les deux en même temps. Et l'arbitre, conscient de cela, on laisse aller la chose. Les deux se battent. Ça finit là, puis c'est 5-5.
C'est mutuel et consentant.
C'est mutuel et consentant.
Mais tu sais que. C'est comme ça que ça marche. Et tu sais que Foligno, c'est un costaud, hein.
Ben oui, mais non, tu ne
pas trop rendu.
Non, mais quand même, Foligno ne veut pas se retrouver au banc des pénalités pendant 5 minutes.
Non.
C'est un bon joueur de hockey. Et Domi aussi, c'est un bon joueur.
Il était intelligent, Domi, parce qu'on lui a reproché des fois de prendre des bonnes.
C'est ça.
Là, il a dit...
Foligno n'aurait pas laissé tomber les gants, selon moi, même si ça lui fait pas, ça lui fait plaisir de danser, si ça avait été Nick Delorier. Probablement que Foligno aurait dit alors.
L'échange.
On va jouer ailleurs, l'armée, là.
Deux joueurs.
Parce que moi, là, je vais laisser ça à l'aise. Comprends-tu, là? Non.
T'es
tu
ne
pogneras pas dans ton truc de laisser ton. Tu ne peux pas perdre un gars comme Foligno.
Bon. Non.
Mais Domi, cette fois-ci, il ne nous a pas fait rager.
Non.
Cette fois-ci, là.
Non, il était intelligent.